introduces
Tosfos Islam and Tosfos Aleph.
You were in Yeshiva Ktana, so we'll try to explain why it's a din that requires a lot of Havana, even though we practice it all the time. So the Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi at the end, "Va'oid yesh v'Yerushalmi." There's another din that comes up in the Yerushalmi. Va'oid yesh v'Yerushalmi. Heicha de baruch haturmusa. A person made a bracha on a bean lemichlei, and he wanted to eat the turmusa. Why they chose turmusa, I'm not sure. Maybe it's because no one eats just one turmusa. So it means he had a bowl of turmusa in front of him. So he was going to eat turmusa. And he picks up one, v'nofal miyodei, and he drops the turmusa. Right? Other situations, you pick up an apple, and all of a sudden you look at it, it's not edible. Something's v'shokal achrina, and he took another turmusa. Boy bruche zimna achrisa. So he has to make another bracha. So that's a yesod that we will build upon as we go weiter many, many times, that this is mechadish to us, that the item on which one is going to say the bracha has a special status, and the item on which one's going to say a bracha is probably the status of a chefzer shel mitzvah. That's a very big chiddush. The Rav discussed that chiddush. But l'chore this, and then the Rav, I think, based it on Rabbeinu Tam, which quotes this Yerushalmi. So that's going to be an important yesod that we will build on several times. Uporech ma'ishno me'amas ha'mayim perush de'mevorech l'shtois v'hanei ozi v'hanei achrina ninu. So there's no chef social mitzvah. Ve'in tzorech l'vorech pa'am acheres. Mishani hocha havidaite mitchilo leze sheoya yedeya sheyelchu lehen. Abo b'tumusa lo yoda sheyiplu miyoda. So now the Shalmi says, v'yoymar boruch shem kivoyd malchusa leilom voed. Mishum da havi brocha levatola. Because now there was a brocha levatola. He made a borvi adoma and wasn't chal. He didn't need it. It wasn't matir anything. The bean is gone. Right? Mishum dahave bracha levatola. V'cheinochay leimar al kol bracha levatola baruch shem kivayt malchus elelom voed. So this, what has to be understood? Lagabi this din of saying baruch shem kivayt malchus elelom voed. No. Say it louder.
What does it mean, nachon? Meaning, is it?
So, is it a din? Is it a minig? It's a gahara.
Is it mitakin the vera?
Oh, okay.
What
does that mean to mitakin the vera?
Also, why specifically baruch shem
kivayt? Why is it again?
Why specifically that? Also, why not something else?
So the. One of the first places where, maybe one of the few places where this is, where the chiddush of the din is articulated is in the Aruch HaShulchan, Isav Yerushalmi, Tishgetzaruch Levarach Brocha Acheres, V'nimtza Shavishayne Silvatola, Yoimar Baruch Shem Kvay Malchusay, Va'ad, Va'ad, sorry, Dezeu Takona Librocha Levatola. V'chein kosu Rambam v'altur v'ashulchan aruch. V'oid kosu. V'im adayin le'omar rak baruch ato Hashem. Yisayim lamdeni chukechok. D'zeu posuk. V'havi ke koirei v'atoira. V'im birach al hamayim v'in nesvada shetzorach l'shayvchon. V'nei meis v'nei atkufa. That the water, there used to be a din, there is a din, that the water that's in the room when a person is nifter, the water gets spilled out. Bikabola. Mikol mokem yishte ma'ad kedei sheloi tei berchosi levatola. But you don't want to make a bracha levatola, so it's better to drink something. V'shoymer mitzvah lo yeda dover ra. Ah, it's not a good thing. It's nerve-wracking, it's scary. You're told not to drink water in the room of a mace. No, but you're drinking it because you don't want the bracha to be a bracha levatola. So shoymer mitzvah lo yeda dover ra. First time I heard that, I was accompanying a Talmud Chacham checking the Erev in camp on Friday afternoon, maybe Friday morning. So he was a Talmud Chacham, so the Erev ran through a certain area and there were lots of beehives in the area. Since they had gotten this since the previous Friday, I was nervous, I was scared. But he said he had to check the Erev. So I remember him saying, Shomer mitzvah loy yeda dover ra. And he just went into it. And Baruch Hashem, no, he got stuck. Vim tom behavrocha, ubirech brocha acheres, yisvor besimin reishtas, besiyad adishma. Hatakona shel baruch shem kevoid malchus lelom vet, al brocha levatola, loy nisbor atam. Where do you have any similar kind of a din that if you mess up, if you're even a vera, so if you steal something, you give it back, I understand. But where do you have such a din? With that? But you have very, very specific halachas like that, right? So it could be styled after Nita Class A. It could be styled after it. That's correct. But what kind of takana is it? Usually Nita Class A, when it comes to you turn the last item, that's you correct. Put the bird and the eggs back.
That's also that's a deraisa din. This is a takana derabana.
So this would be a derabana dikakane deraisa, correct? So if it is lu yitzuri, let's say... But Kenny's saying is correct that it's a form of nitik lasei. Nitik is associated with an essay, right? And some say nitik lasei means that it's mutukon the essay. So how does Baruch Shem Kivayt Malchusai fix up the Iser? So that's Tzarechian. Tzarechian. That's what you have to try to understand. What is the Iser? There is a deeper question which the Nishmas Avram. No. Which the Chaye Odom, the Nishmas Odom, the Chaye Odom wrote her oris, his footnotes on the Sefer called the Nishmas Odom. So in the Nishmas Odom, he raises a very powerful question. He says, why is there any concept of a bracha levatola? The bracha is an emistic of bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Priyates. So, it's true that I may not be having the apple that I intended to have because Baruch Hu is still the Bar Priyates. He's still the Bar Priyadama. We didn't say anything that was incorrect. We gave a Shevach in a situation where Chazal didn't envision the Shevach happening. It's also not correct. Chazal envisioned that I would have him hold an apple and make a Bar Priyates. I'd give that Shevach to Baruch Hu. So now that I does it, that my Bracha doesn't become actualized, so, where is the bracha of Atola? That's the Nishmas Odom's Kasha. So when we go weiter, did you notice the chiluk between the Lashon Ram and Lashon Atur?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I mean, I thought it sounded like you did in our things before, type, that the Rosh Hashanah on the Ed is going to be after you make the bracha.
It is.
You would think that after you made a mistake, you would say.
No. But I think it's as soon as he can. I think so. Okay, let's see what else.
I thought that the Rambam's svar for brushing for Machuso Lolan Bai is Matakin was a little bit different.
Then and what's the tour?
What?
How's it different than the Torah?
Oh, different than the Torah?
Yeah.
I thought it was different than the Aruch HaShulchan. That's what I was
going to
say.
Okay, okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I just found interesting the Rambam in Shavuos doesn't even mention Baruch Shem. So, and in Shavuos he's talking about saying that, not talking about Baruch HaTolos, but he's talking about the concept of Baruch HaTolos being Baruch Shem HaShem HaBatala.
Right.
And he should have probably mentioned Baruch Shem in.
Okay, good, good, good. So let's go to the Rambam. The Rambam writes, let's fill his brachas first. Dal and Yud. Ein mevarchen al oichel min kol oichlen v'loy al mashke min kol amashken at sheyovei lefonov. Vim birech v'achar kach heviu lefonov tzarech lachzor levarech. Right? If a person made a, you got very excited because somebody told you it was going to be, I don't know, what are you excited about? Some Michael is very exciting. So, and so you got so excited, you made the bracha, but it's not there yet. They haven't brought it out yet. So then, Sarach Lachzal Varach, you make the bracha when it's in front of you. Right? In other words, Lachara, that's what we stressed several times. It has to be a moment of a certain hergish, which happens when you have the food in front of you and ready to eat it. Notal oichel ubirechel, v'nofal miyodei, v'nisraf oishotfu nor, so that's gone, it's finished, you're not going to get it back. Noitel acher v'choizer u'mevarechel lov, af al pi shumei oisei amin. V'tzorech loymar, boruch shem kevoid malchusoi, leilom ve'ed al brocher v'shoina, kidei shelohitzi shem shemaim levatol. Right, so I'm not sure if your diuk is accurate, that I'm not sure that the Rambam meant to say that you make your Baruch Shem after. The din is, you have to make another bracha, and mele, the bracha that you made is a bracha levatom, you have to say Baruch Shem. I'm not sure it means that you wait to make the other bracha. I made Adam al, because that's what makes it a bracha levatom. I made Adam al emes al amma samayim uberach v'shoyis al popisham bayim shoyi lefondu b'shas bracha, einam So the Rambam's the din that this Rambam is addressing is the din of Tzorah Sheyeh Bafonav. The din that the broch has to be chal and a specific identified food. And that it has to be Mamish Bafonav. So now the Rambam is saying, hey Yois, there's such a din that it has to be chal on a specific item. So now what happens if it isn't chal on that item? So then the din is chayzim varech. This bracha is ineffective. It has not accomplished anything. It's done. So it's a bracha levatola. So he says that's what I have to say. Baruch Shem kivoyd malchusay. Now, when the Torah quotes the Yerushalmi, what's the Lashon HaTur? Siman Reish Vav. What's that?
It's
there? Oh, okay. So the Lashon HaTur. Notal biyodei pri laochle ubirich olav and nafal miyodei v'neva tzarch lachzul levarach avavishoy meyosim bin yosim because mamash quoting the lashon of Rambam v'tzarch loymar baruch shem al shahoytzi shem shemaim levatola. How's that different than Rambam? And you have to, and it's very deliberate because the Torah is quoting lashon of Rambam.
The Rambam says that is saying that if by saying it you're not being
correct. Right? Medayik in the Lashon. And it's a deliberate change. The Rambam said, Kidei Shaloi Lahoiti Shem Shemayim Levatola. And the Torah's Lashon is, Al Shahoiti Shem Shemayim Levatola. Right? So what's the chiluk between the Torah and the Rambam? According to the Rambam, well, both have a misakin, but one is what?
Meaning for the Rambam, by saying Baruch Shem, you're not being Muzi not over anything.
Correct. According to Rambam, the tikkun is that you're not over a Hashem Shemayim Levatola. But according to the Torah, you were over and Al Shehoitzi. Well, what exactly what does that mean, Al Shehoitzi? Means it's a kapora. What does it mean, Al Shehoitzi? But you were moitzi. And he says, therefore, if Omar Kishanovel Baruch Ato Hashem Veloyomer Lekeinu, Yisayim Veyomer Lamdeni Chokecho, Shei Nira Kikari Vipozik, Ve'ein Kan Moitzi Shem Sharon Levatola. So Tzarechiyun, right? Tzarechiyun, the Kasha Derech HaShulchan becomes a deeper Kasha. Why? By saying, Baruch Shem Kivoyin Malchusay. So the Rambam is saying that what have I added over saying, because Baruch Hu's a Bar Priyates. So the apple fell. It's not Chal in the apple. So now I say, Baruch Shem Kivoyin Malchusay. So what is that added to the bracha Elokeinu Melech Olam, that now it has not become a bracha Levatola? And according to the Torah, the question is the Aruch HaShulchan's question. The Aruch HaShulchan is L'chayra following the sheet of the Torah. Because he says, HaTakona, this Chazal's Takona, V'ulai Mipnei, Shaitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. Tzarech lekabel alav ol malchus shemayim.
That's the Rambam, no? The Ulai is saying that you're mekabel, therefore k'dei l'chut shalolo. And if you're the second taken, once you mekabel it, then you're lo l'chut teaching on the Torah. With the molus baron tam, that's more like the Torah.
That's not worth the fight because we're not medayik and achrayim so carefully. So maybe you're right. I don't think you're right, but could be. That is not Ken's sign. It could be that if we learn more Aruch HaShulchan, I don't know. I mean, it's not essential, because once you had that the Torah and the Rambam have changed the Lashon, okay, so with who the Aruch HaShulchan sides with, it's not such an important thing to find out.
We're saying, Joe,
that losing out on the Melchamta Shatorah. That's screaming and yelling. I just heard Tony defend.
Because you figured if you had more Yisurim.
What was the other side, though? We're saying that what?
The two tzadim. One side is that by saying Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchusay, when it's not said in Baruch Levatola, it's like saying Lambeni Chukecha. And the other is when said in Baruch Levatola, but Chazal were misakin that you can be metakin it. So let's use this opportunity to be ma'ayin in the din of Bracha Levatola. What is the din of Bracha Levatola? So why is it not of here to be Ritva and Dalet Amit Aleph and Beya? So he had a suffix as to whether you make Havdalah between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. We do not make Havdalah between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, because then people will start not keeping Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. They'll not take Yom Tov Sheni seriously. So Chazal said, people will stop keeping Yom Tov Sheni in Golos. Because they'll say, it's Yom Tov Havdalah, how serious could it be? So Hikshar Ritva, the Mishum Sveika Heichi Mochis Nafshi Leimer Avdola, Ubisafik Brachash and Etricha, Sheyesh Mishum Leisisa. Right? So Rashi had a Safik. So Gemara says, right, Yom Tov, after Yom Tov Rishon's over, the Yom Tov Day Rice is over. Now you're heading into Yom Tov Sheni. So Yom Tov Sheni L'chol Yom was at Rabbanon. Bizmana Mishnah was a Sofek, but Rav times Yom Tov Sheni was not necessary. So Chazal or Misakein says over here, Sholchu Misam, Hizaru B'minig Avisechem V'Yedeichem. Zimnin the gozu shmod the vasil kalkule. You should still keep Yom Tov Sheni. Hashad the edinim bekvid the yarcha. My time of didn't trade. I mean, now we know when the Yom Tov is. We have the calendars. So we know Yom Tov Vishnu, Yom Tov Sheni. So we know the Yom Tov Sheni. We know when Tesvav is. So why do we keep Yom Tov Sheni? Shochum isam. They send from Eretz Yisrael. Hizaru b'minig avisechem b'yadechem. Zimnin the gozer. There'll be times when the goyim will make gzereshmat. And then we will. They'll take away our calendars. One of the things which the Russians, the communists, did at the early part of the 20th century when they wanted to squash Judaism in Russia is they tried to take away the calendars. And they made it illegal to print the Jewish calendar because without a calendar, so then you begin to lose. You lose Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you lose everything. So you lose your identity. So Chazal said it's going to happen again. So therefore you're going to have sveikas. So therefore keep both days. Exactly did it mean to keep it b'teras minog or keep it b'teras takona? So that is a machlekes rishayim. So Gemara says that Rav Asi was mavdil miyom metavol lechavrei. So Gemara says if Rav Asi made avdolah after Yom Tov Rishayim, so that means that he held there is no Yom Tov Sheni, right? Or he held at least it was of a different order of kedusha. And the Gemara is saying that Yom Tov has a machlek. Rav Asi holds that it's one solid form of Kedusha from Yom Tov is 80 hours of Kedusha. That's the Machlaikis. It's a 24 hours day rice, a 24 hours day Rabbanon. 24 hours day rice, a 24 hours Yizor Ben Avzeh Medechem. Or is it 48 hours of Kedusha, which begins in the first half? What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina for certain specific halachas of the Yom Tov giving Truma from one day of Yom Tov to the other day of Yom Tov, that would be a nafkamina. Rav Asi svuke misapkele, va'ovet hachel lachumer v'achel lachumer. So Rav Asi had a suffix, he didn't know what the status of Yom Tov Sheni is. So since he had a suffix, he was machmir, he would keep all the isurei melacha, he would not give truma on Yom Tov Rishon for food in order to eat in Yom Tov Sheni, but he wanted to cover his bases, so he said, Avracham, he said, Avdolah. So the Ritva says, Avracha, you're going to take on a Sofek, Bracha Levatolah. You're going to say, Avracha, Hinesricha. It's a Sofek. So don't say Avdolah, don't say the Bracha. Why? Sheyeshma Mishum Leisisa. B'tireitz ki be'emtzat filo yam Avdil, v'yachoysim birkas yomtiv. So the answer is that Rav Asi didn't make Avdolah al-Kais by the Suda in the middle of Atochayne, no, in the middle of the Bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman for Yom Tov Sheni, he would say, Aloshen Av Shehivdol Bein Kedusha Yom Tov Sheni. He didn't add on another Azkoras Hashem. Binami kevan dimidei raisa chol gomer hu ledivri akol v'chozi l'avdolo l'akimishum brach l'vatolo. Could be a different reason. Because midei raisa, it is not a yomtiv. It's a yomtiv midei rabbanon. The iser brach l'vatolo de rabbanon hi. Kid appear shabenu tamzam sechtes brachas. V'chiyav havdolo midei raisa bin kodish l'chol. V'chevan shekein shapir ikol livruchel la'sofek to kol brachah shel Torah imu sofek yochel livarach al sveikon umi urvasi legarmei hu da'ovid v'lezilchus akav osay. So the first terence says that brachah livatolah is your oiver leisisa shem Hashem lashav. Second is brachah livatolah the nisa the rabbonah. So Havdolah after Yom Tov Rishon is a mitzvah deiraisa. So do we say that if I'm carrying out a mitzvah deiraisa, so I'm not going to be over in Issa the Rabbanon of Leisisa? Okay? First Teretz, how the first Teretz analyzed the din, it's not for now. Maybe they analyzed that a din deiraisa is told in how Chazal interpreted it, maybe. Okay, but not for now. What we have to understand from this Tosfos is a machlokes of Rishonim whether a bracha levatol, whether a bracha tola is an isa deraisa. Ritva is very clear that according to the that one could say the. In other words, that when I made my bracha, so I was giving an appropriate shevach to the Rabbeinu Shalom. When I made my bracha in this particular case, it was what Chazal told me to do. I was holding a turmas. So I would say, because I dropped the turmas, so retroactively I did the wrong thing. I did the right thing. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to make a bracha. Okay, it drops, now I have to make another bracha. Where's the bracha levatola? I did what I'm supposed to do. So the machleik is rishonim whether bracha levatola is an isa drabbanon. Chazal said that the bracha levatola, the bracha nesricha has to be avoided. But be there raisa, I'm giving shevach to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Or do we say no? Bracha levatola is it a violation of leisisa shem Hashem la terchi and gadol? How did that work out? Chazal were misakin to make a bracha. So, but if my bracha turns out to be ineffective, then now I get bumped up to a Yisud Rabbon and Tzarachiyan. But Kacha Adin, and there is a Minchas Chinuch. So now we're saying in our Gemara, the Yerushalmi is saying that if a person.
Who's one of the first things to Darabonim?
Say it again, I'm sorry. It's machlokes. It's 2 days. What are you asking?
The mitzvah is holding it to derabanan.
The second day is holding it to derabanan.
The first day, you're right? The mitzvah brings two approaches. Exactly how what the mitzvah is committed to, I'm not sure. When Chazchinuch writes on the Cheskin points out a Gemara in Temura. Maybe that's where we'll find it. See if there's a Gemara in Temura. Maybe. Gemara in Temura says that a person is nishba lashov. V'nishba lashov ve'echem en Hashem es ha-miuchasim ha-miuchadim ha-miuchakim chus v'ma sho'eir v'lav ha-zeh omer misho mitzvah say this Hashem l'kecho tira t'moit v'shem sh'mayim l'vatola v'af v'loy shvua omer misho mitzvah sa-say. It's a violation of a person was didn't give the appropriate yira to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Will be shas brachos. Loi garsinan kol hamivarech brachos in tzvicha over beloi sasa loi sisa. Will the didid tzarech iyon ma'oid al shas for Rambam. The behedya mavur besanhedrin ube tmura. The moiti shem shemaim levatola af al af al aveira ena rak ba'azara. There's Hashem Lekecha. Mavur lehedya de ena rak ba'asei v'loi b'lav de lo yisaseh. So the Minchaschidus kasha is that the Gemara in Temura asks, what is the basis for a shvul for the iser of a shvul of atola? So the Gemara in Temura says that it's an iser asay of es Hashem lekechotira. So the Minchaschidus says, so if the Gemara says that it's mitam and mitzvah sasei, so why do the Rambam? Where does the Rambam quote the loisase? All right, where does the Rambam quote the loisase? So that's in Hilchos Shavuos. The lois shavua shav bilvad hisha asura elafilu laskir shemen hashemes amyuchadu levatola osir vafal bisha loinishba. Sharikos of mitzave ve'omer liyiras Hashem anichvad v'anayra. Part of Moira Vidarbonshum, you don't use his name lightly. If a person, his language, his tongue tripped him, Vaiti Shem Shlevatola, Yimoher Miyad, Viyashabach, Viyifoer, Viyahader Loi, Kidei Shaloi, Yizkor Levatola. Right? The same Loshin the Rambam has. That I can prevent myself from being Oyver Nisr. Kate said, "Omer Hashem, Omer Baruch Hu Loylam Voed. I God Lhum Hu Lam Yoy. The Ki Yosef is it. Kedei Shelo Yeh Levatola." So again, the Rambam has the same Mahalach that Baruch Shem is. I'm now saying a Shevach. So now that I mentioned Hashem's name, so since it's giving rise for a Shevach, so now I was not Moisi Hashem's name Levatola. Right? V'loi shvu l'shod bilvon sh'asura. The Rambam writes in
that's the
Lois Asseh? That's the Asseh. That's the Asseh, right. So the Lois Asseh is... Afal Pisha Loike and Nishba Lashav in Miskapel of Anshvu Kuloi. So Rambam writes, to Indian of Vichilalta Shem Lekecha, the Fichach Turch Odom Lizorma Ovin Ze Yosim Mikol Averis, Avoin Ze Chamuris, and then he writes the different halachas of exactly what a Shvu is. And then in Hilchos Brachos, Shavuos. Where's the Rambam's lashon? We compare Shavuot to Bracha. Good. So, L'chaira, v'loy shvu shav, ela afil ha'azki shem in Hashem sub yuchon levatala. Hashem me'az karas Hashem epicha ve'ver l'shav. Oy shibirech brach shen etzvicha shehu oyver mishum noisei shem Hashem l'shav k'moy shibiyan hilchus brachis. Harez l'chaiv l'ndoisei. Because I heard a bracha levatola, and I hear Hashem's name. So if I have to come to defend the Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, being mezalzel on Hashem's name. So here he says, "Over mishum neisi shem Hashem lashav." Hashem meyaz koras Hashem. Ayeshenishba lefon of l'shaker. They should birech bracha shein etzricha. So in all those situations, the Rambam holds like the first day in the Ritva, the one's over, and Yisr deiraisa, right? And the Rinu Tam says, you're not over in Yisr deiraisa, but one's over in Yisr derabbanon, right? So, what's the machlekes between the Rambam and Rinu Tam? The machlekes between the first day and the second day of the Ritva. Right. What's the classic case of being over leisis Hashem Hashem? Was that levatol? Person takes a shvua, so there he takes a shvua. So it means he's using the Rabbanu Shem's name as his way of establishing some emes. Right? You're misupik as to whether something's correct or not. So how can I assure you that this is emistic? So the Torah's lie detector is, are you willing to take a shvuah on it? Are you willing to be over nisa de raisa? Are you willing to be mazker shem shemayim and attach a kadosh baruch with a sheker? Right, that's so to attach a kadosh baruch to a sheker, so that's such a chil Hashem and such a bizar the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the person is, so that's, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, so the Shvu is going to be the test of whether, and that's why people stay far away from Shvuas, right? Because of what happened, they didn't see it properly. What happened, they didn't understand it properly. What happened, they didn't say it properly. So to attach a Kadosh Baruch Hu to a sheker is one of the greatest violations of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I want to make sure that I'm going to do something. So I want to be machayiv myself. So I attach a Kadosh Baruch Hu to my practice. No, so if I don't come through, I'm being mezalzel in the Shem Shemayim. Right? Now what happens if I now move over and I say, I'm about to make a bracha. Chazal told me to say to be, that I can't be nenim nor let a bracha. So the Rambam says, we're in the same league as a shvul l'shav. You're over the same Iser. And the Ritva says, whoa, it's in a different league right now. You're not being ma'amis to varcha. You're not attaching varcha to a sheker. Right? So the Reino Tam says, that's shvua is like sisha sheva shalom atala. Right? But to mess up with a bracha, to make have a bracha, and to have the apple fall and then get nailed by a having misused the bracha, so that is, Rinu Tam says, that's an Issa Deraisa. I was Meshabech and Shbarachu, and it came out, Shalal Tzarech. So, L'chaira, Rambam is saying that, again, this is also part of a much bigger Harach, we're not ready for all the different pieces, but we'll try to be moitzi and understand what we can understand right now. And that is that according to Rambam, that a bracha is of the same, in the same parsha, so to speak, as a shvua. So it means that when Chazal were mesakin a bracha, so they did give a very, very specific nusach to have a meshabech the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? And the Rebbeinu Tam says, no, Chazal were developing a nusach, which is of a different category than a shvua. So according to Rambam, when Chazal said, Baruch Atah Hashem, and they were borrowing the format of the Torah, of V'yachalta V'savota V'yirachta, so that is a very specific way of addressing the Rebbeinu Shalom. And according to the Rebbeinu Tam, it's Chazal giving us a way to be Meshabech the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that if I say a bracha levat tola, so I am over an Issa derabbanon, it means I wasn't that I have identified a Kadosh Baruch Hu with a sheker. It wasn't that I am in violation of a mezalzel b'shem Hashem. Right? It's that I My zilzal was I used Hashem's name unnecessarily. All right, but a shvua means a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a tool that I can be that if I have to prove an emes, I can use the emtas a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if I misuse that tool, that's a visa in Shem Hashem. Right? So Ibn Tam says, so Hanach Shvul Levad and Hanach Baruch Levad. They rise at Rabban. Apparently the Rambam holds that when Chazal established a bracha, so they were doing something on the same order as a Shvua. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a tool by which I can be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu after being Nana, after enjoying his world. So if I misuse that tool, so I'm misusing a keli that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to give him Shabbach. Not so posh. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, V'achalta v'zotu v'irachta. I want a certain Shabbach. Right? Moshel ma dover doime. If the king would establish a certain way of giving him Shabbach. I have a special anthem, right? That the king established. And then I would use that anthem a ball game, right? But I'd use that anthem in a situation that's not so b'chavad. So that is similar to misusing a shvua. So according to Rambam, the nusach habracha, This is ha'ara we're going to see inside is Rav Shlomo Kluger's ha'ara. Rav Shlomo Kluger writes that a bracha levatola is much different than maskir shem shemayim levatola. A bracha levatola means I'm misusing the tool Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me. Haskar shem shemayim levatola means I didn't give a Kadosh Baruch Hu appropriate covet. I was too easy, too not mindful enough when I'm using Hashem's name. So according to Rambam, Chazal, when they made brachas, and they brought us to the brink of possibly violating something that's similar to Shem Shemayim Din Dei Raisa, so they gave us a tool so that we would not be over the din. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Chazal established we have to make brachas. And then the Chazal established that if we mess up with the bracha, then that could be a Hazkar Shem Shalva Tola. So Chazal said that one of the ways, since they established, say it a little bit sharper, Chazal, in order to make sure that their Takonas HaBracha would not lead to becoming too easy with Hashem's name, so they made a tikkun to be marbe b'chvoy Shemayim. All right, so again, two different halachim over here, which stem from the Yesod. The Yesod over here is that, according to Rambam, a bracha levatola is an isa deraisa, because according to Rambam, it's doimel l'shvua. Because according to Rambam, Shlomo Kluger says it's a nusach Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Moshlem adaver doimel Kadosh Baruch Hu said this is my flag, this is my anthem. So misusing that is like misusing a tool la'ameis devarcha. So the Rambam says, so Chazal wanted to make sure that we would not be nichrul in Isa Deraisa. Chazal misakein to say lots and lots of brachis. So they could easily be mashalas in violating an Isa Deraisa, so they gave a tikkun. That we shouldn't be violating. That in the end, this bracha will yield a shemach liron shlel. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's an Isa derabbanon. And Chazal were misakin brachos. They're misakin that we should be marbe v'chvoy shemaim. And there is a pachad that by saying brach after brach after bracha, we would end up taking Hashem's name shaloi v'chvoy doi. So therefore, Chazal said, in order to make sure that the bracha does not become a way in which we take routinely the use of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so could say gave us a tool to be misakein, to give us an appreciation of the coveted inyan. Just like we're going to learn later on that Chazal are misakein not to be marbe bebracha. So just like Chazal established that din of saying many, many shvachas to Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order to make sure that we would see it b'chvoida, they said, look, if you mess up, we're going to give you a way to be mesakin right away. So according in Rambam Shita, it's a way to avoid an Issa Deraisa, because that's what Chazal had to do, because they were possibly bringing us close to the brink. But in Taisa's approach, it was the Issa Derabanan, in order to make sure that the Issa Derabanan will not lead to a zilzol, so they told us we have to mesakin this right away. But at the Yesod over here is that a bracha about tolls on machlokes with deraisa derabanan. How do you understand it's a deraisa dikadin similar to shvur? Shlomo Kluger says because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a bracha means he gave me a specific way to mishabech. Okay, I'm in a little bit of rush now because I'm already late for an important meeting, and we'll take questions with Hashem later on tomorrow morning.